Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, close the door. Y'all live right here in the building on this good summer mixtape. Hosted by your boy DJ Smell So Good. Regular Game Entertainment, CEO's own. Doing real big for my dog, Black Bill Gates. We finna get into it like this. Here you ride now with the motherfucker.
Hey, DJ Smell So Good.
Hey,
DJ Party Time. Breaking the game in the game. One time for Nitro.
Free
one time for Soldier. Military.
Talk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. You can walk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know who to do.
I can't you walk, you like you talk, you I don't think so. Put your mind where your mouth is, not you speak, you must blink. Got a 557, two stars off in all the new dawn. Put the pattern to the mirror, make that classic town warm. More diamonds in my mouth than your chain and your bracelet. You sell the art to act the Black Bill Gates, getting paid, bitch. Struggling in the gutter all my life, now it's on. A three-time loser, so this route can't be rough. Got the hard time on, tip the whole kind, lick the pistol. White guts, my phone sway is ridiculous. With one life to live, yes, I'm billionaire bound. I bid for you, set the case, go down. So,
talk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Talk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey,
fast hair, weird, smoking weird, it's the game. Nationwide, you know that super head, that's the same. Legs open like an all-night super Walmart. Greater room destroying family deaths for the fame. No job, boo job, tummy tucking faces. Take sweat, doing bad, put your whole life in the book. Group is come and go, come take the whole crew. Hey, do what you do, now you can
walk. Talk like you got sweat, crunch like you got sweat, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Walk like you got sweat, talk like you got sweat, crunch like you got sweat, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth.
You in the mall every weekend, on shopping spree. In the game, you think some money, anything. Reality show coming soon. We know the truth. You got a mansion with 20 rooms. We know the truth. Hey, you got street cred. You push heavyweight. You brought your mama new Benz on her birthday. Silver chain with so many crystals in it. Fake watch, fake grill, looking silly. Travel title 300 like you in a fan. Hubcaps, rims on the sweater, got your hands on. Bird leg, dick you do. Smell of cancer, can you roll with me? Paranoid,
talk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Talk like you got sweat. Talk like you got sweat. Crunch like you got sweat. We know the truth. Hey, we know the truth. Hey, we know the truth.
Cross, not swag. Deuce, not swag. East side, not swag. South side, not swag. Tampa Bay, swag. 941, swag. 957, swag. 1150, swag. Alpha hits, swag. Nitro, swag. Low, swag. This is Queen, swag. Married Man, swag. Swag. T-Town, swag. All my DJs round, swag.
Your boy Black Bill Gates. Thank you very much, man, for supporting this freestyle movement, man. It's the mixtape, bitch. It's gonna be a snowy
bitch.
Summer.
Y'all already know what time it is, man. We up in the building. Y'all already know how I'm feeling. Feeling pretty good, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a couple of these things kicked out here. You know what I'm saying? And today is a little important show, you know, as each and every show is right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio, in the place to be. And you're riding out Captain Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? doing a real big shout out to my co-hosts with the Moses, Ms. Heavenly Angel, representing Seattle, Washington. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my peoples up there. And all my peoples over there in the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Representing for the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide. You know, you got to make sure you get that right. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing real big. Shout out to all my peoples out there in Ohio land, you know what I'm saying? San Jose, Texas, all that, all the way across the world, you know what I'm saying? Big up to everybody out there. Let me get the little background that the music going on. All right, now, let me clue y'all in on what you know, the reason for this show and what's really going on. This is Do You Know the Law Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And basically what we're talking about is your amendments. A lot of people, well, at least a lot of my friends, and, you know, even family, you know what I'm saying, really don't know the actual rights that they have. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you really don't understand when you get pulled over that you do have the right to remain silent. You don't have to answer any questions, you know. A lot of that stuff is not the stuff that you see in the movies. You know what I'm saying? This is actual law. This is real law. And I just want to cover, we're going to cover a little bit, you know, in the brief minutes that we have here. And try to bring you some good info, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget, we all broadcast live, www.trilateralradio.com. Shout out to all my people out there on iTunes listening in. But if you want to chat with us live, you know, you might want to share a website, project that you got going on or anything, you can go to trilateralradio.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and then scroll down, and you'll see all the shows available. So you can choose from either show, you know what I'm saying? My show, Miss Computer Lady, said about Baby Potter, Freddie J. You got Goofy Bone Show. So you got some hot shows to choose from, you know what I'm saying? And if you click on the player down at the bottom, you actually hear strictly live music, and that's what I play. Over on my other network, but if you can listen to them all over one network, that's trilateralradio.com, trilateralradio.com. Just Google DJ Spell So Good, WDGE Radio, and all that stuff will come up, or you can just look up Trilateral Radio, you know what I'm saying, and it'll all pull up for you. All right, so main thing was, let me, before we even you can do that. Shouts out Q Harp in the background. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let me give you the background before we get into the actual, you know what I'm saying, discussion of it. I don't want the full text. I just want to know. There we go. Constitutional amendments. That comes from the Bill of Rights. You know, and that's what makes up the United States Constitution. But what I just want to do is, you know, give you a brief definition, a brief explanation of strictly what is your amendments. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're talking about. So, constitutional amendment, this is via Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying, wikipedia.org, the free encyclopedia, check them out. It states it is a formal change to the text of the written constitution of a nation or state. Many constitutions require that amendments cannot be enacted unless they have passed a special procedure that is more stringent than that required of ordinary legislation. Examples of such special procedures include supermajorities in the legislature or direct approval by the electorate in a referendum, or even a combination of the two or more different special procedures. A referendum to amend the Constitution may also be triggered in some jurisdictions by popular initiative. You've heard these during election time, you know what I'm saying? Australia and the Republic of Ireland provide examples of constitutions requiring that all amendments are first passed by the legislature before being submitted to the people. In the case of Ireland, a simple majority of those voting at the electorate is all that is required, whereas a more complex set of criteria must be met in Australia which reflects the country's federal structure. Also in Denmark, they have an example of multiple special procedures that must be complied with. After the amendment has been approved by Parliament, a general election must be held, and then a new Parliament must then approve the amendment again before it is finally submitted to a referendum. There's also a requirement that at least 40% of eligible voters must vote at the referendum in order for an amendment to be validly passed, which I don't believe they even give a fuck hell, because they just pass all kind of shit and don't be giving a damn. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's our government. We got to watch it, people. We got to watch it. Okay. The special procedures for the amendment of some constitutions have proven to be so exacting that either few, Australia or Japan, proposed amendments have been passed over a period of several decades. In contrast, the Constitution of the United States, United State of Alabama, has been amended over 800 times since 1901. That means because they keep trying to change the shit, you know what I'm saying, because people, you know, shit, namely black people, shit, moving in and out, so they change the laws, you know what I'm saying, to try to screw over the motherfucking, you know, take a disadvantage of the people that move in that area. You know, but this is why you have to know special certain amendments that protect you and your interests. You know what I'm saying? What happened to my little background music? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, a little cue harp in the background for the background music. Let's check on Trilateral Radio, where we at. Check on the chat room over there. Okay. And once again, people, if you'd like to call in and be heard live on the show, make sure you call us up live at 347-237-5125. Again, the area code is 347-237-5125. And you can be heard and be all the way live, you know what I'm saying? Up and heard. What we do. All right, so now that I read that, what I'm going to get into is just your basic amendments. Now, this is coming from my private attorney. Shouts out to Ms. Latarsha Brown, attorney at law. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. The law office of Latarsha Brown, PA. And on her card that she hands out to all her clients, you know what I'm saying? And anyone who's seeking some true legal advice, on the back of her card, she has Attorney Brown fights for your rights, and you need to know your rights. These are the rights that you need to know. These are the basic necessities that you need to know at all times. At all times, you need to keep. And that's why I keep this card, and I've handed out cards. I'm going to get some more cards. And I might even blow up a big poster to post this up, you know what I'm saying? But it says, I am invoking my rights under the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th Amendments to the United States Constitution, which will state, I wish to remain silent. A lot of people will get themselves in trouble because they run their motherfucking mouths too much. You tell more information that needs to be told. Only thing the officer asked you for was your license, registration, and insurance, and proof of insurance. He didn't ask you to tell for you to say, oh, well, officer, I was just going to the store to get me a six-pack, and I was just coming right back. That is TMI. Too much information. Remain your ass silent. You sitting up there, you know, sometimes we make ourselves guilty. By some of the actions that we do when we get pulled over, you know what I'm saying, or stopped by a member of the law enforcement. All right, so one thing you got to do is make sure you don't do that. Other thing is, I do not want to answer any goddamn questions. You don't have to answer any questions, people. Let me tell you something. Every time that the law done pulled me over, the officers pulled me over. Now, me, I mean, I'm not guilty, so of course, I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to answer certain things. I'm not going to, you know, if he just started asking me, hey, you selling dope? You know, of course, I'm not going to go off and be like, oh, well, you know, I might be, I might. That ain't even a question you should be asking me. You know what I'm saying? If you think I'm selling dope, well, have me on an investigation and prove it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, shit like that. But we have motherfuckers down here that will ask you some blatantly stupid shit like that. And you have some stupid motherfuckers down here that will blatantly sit up there and be like, well, yeah, so. People, don't, you know what I'm saying? Just know your rights, all right? Know your goddamn rights. Your other one, this is real important, whether you're on a bicycle, a motor scooter, anything, especially a vehicle or an SUV truck or something. I do not consent to a search of my car. Big problem down here in Tampa, motherfucking police want to tell you, oh, well, if you're not going to consent to us searching your car, we're going to call the dogs and have them walk around your car to search your car. You feel me? First thing they like to say is, oh, we smell marijuana. You know, which technically that ain't a probable cause because, you know, hey, I don't think they teach, and I'm not a police officer, but I don't believe they teach the smells of marijuana, you know what I'm saying, when you're going through police training. Now, of course, everybody and their mama and every family, including all the motherfuckers, half the police officers down here, have smoked marijuana. So, of course, yeah, you know what the smell of marijuana smells like. But that is not a probable cause to walk up to somebody's vehicle and say, oh, I think I smell some marijuana. You guys need to step out of the car so I can search it. That is some bullshit. Okay? So you need to make sure you said, I do not consent to a search of my car. You have to state that. People don't be like, nah, you can't search my shit, man. No. Sometimes you have to be professional with certain things that you do. Because, you know, nah, man, you can't search my shit. Versus, I do not consent to a search of my car or my vehicle is more, you know, that's more proper. That's the more proper way of addressing that type of situation. Slang and ebonics and all that, being natural is not always the best way to get things, you know what I'm saying, handled. You know, be professional about it. You know, you want somebody to treat you, well, that's basically what it is. Treat others as you want them to treat you. You feel me? So, if you want them to talk to you all reckless, well, then, yeah, talk reckless. If you want them to address you like you're a fucking human being, then you talk like a fucking human being. All right? And this is another one. It's very, very important. I do not, and this is what I'm saying. It's just the key words here is I do not. Those three words, I do not, need to be in all your sentences. Not I do not consent to a search of my person. Problem that we got here is all the brothers that's riding around and sisters that's riding around on scooters, when they get pulled over, the first thing that the police officer says is, oh, can I search you? Why in the fuck did you pull me over on a scooter and you want to search me? Why did you pull me over on a bicycle and the first thing you want to do is search me? Did you observe me doing any kind of illegal activity? Then what is the probable cause for you wanting to search me? You have no probable cause of searching me. Only thing you need to do is run my identification. If I don't have any warrants or anything else, and you don't have any justification for pulling me over, you need to let me go about my motherfucking business. Stop trying to make an issue out of a non-issue. Stop trying to find something to make an issue out of. And that's what we got here. You know? And it's a real problem. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I will be starting to address, do a special show that's going to be addressing law every week. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be covering something about the law every week. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. That's something new. We're going to be definitely bringing that to you because it needs to be heard. It needs to be put out there. And I'm going to give you one more. And then we're going to take a quick break and then I'm going to give you the last thing that you should tell a person. I do not consent to a search of my property. You get pulled over. They pull you out the vehicle. First of all, they don't have any jurisdiction to be searching a vehicle. You get out with a book bag. They don't have any jurisdiction to search you. You set your book bag down. They tell you, well, set your book bag down over there. You set your book bag down. They have no jurisdiction, no right to go into your book bag just because it's sitting over there and you took the book bag out of the vehicle with you. That is searching your personal property, and that is a no-go. I do not consent to a search of my property. Very important, people. And I'm before we get out of here, I'm definitely wrap those back up. But you need to remember that, all right? So what we're going to do, I'm going to play Q Harper real quick. And, I got to give my dog some shine. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you this last one right before the show's about to end now. I'm going to do it real quick. Run back. I forgot the big word for it. But we're going to go back over everything, you know what I'm saying? And all you guys can remember. This is Q Harper, Quiet Time. We get a little quiet time up here on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby. And throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Been a long week and you're kind of tired.
Been a long week, hey. Hey, oh, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down. Let me take you to the
feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby, baby.
To a private getaway.
We gotta get away, babe. I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, baby, babe. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good. So, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my baby.
It's been a long week, and you're
kind of tired. 'Cause it's been a long week, baby. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the quiet time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me feel quiet time with you. Let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close. Look into those pretty brown eyes.
shout out over to Q Harper right there. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big for all the ladies out there, man. Give y'all a little quiet time. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how you got to get back to the real love. Making love with your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? And, well, we used to call that hunching back in the day. But y'all already know what time it is. We got about 2 minutes, man, up in this piece. And give y'all a little wrap up real quick. And, let me get my background music started right now. All right, so the last but not least, after Know Your Rights, is you need to tell them if all else fails, if I wish to remain silent, I do not want to answer any questions. I do not consent to a search of my car. I do not consent to a search of my person. I do not consent to a search of my property. And if all else fails, you need to tell the motherfuckers where I want my attorney present before answering any questions. And if you're located here in Tampa, Florida, and you're looking for an excellent attorney, I would please tell you to call Miss Latarsha Brown. And you can reach her at 813-410-0933. Or you can contact her by email, and that's attorney dot, you know, the period sign, lbrown@gmail.com. Again, that's attorney dot lbrown@gmail.com. You can reach her at 813-410-0933. Of course, you have to tell her my government name, because most she don't know me by smell so good just yet. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you get a reference, Mr. Roundtree, David Roundtree, as the government, and she'll know what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, and she will definitely steer you in the right direction, and yeah, she's already helped me out get the ball rolling in my direction. So with that, man, make sure y'all know the law, people, you know what I'm saying, know the law, be safe in the streets, and yeah, keep your head up to the sky, you know what I'm saying, and don't fall for anything, that's real. Much love to you. Thank you for riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell. So good. Shouts out to DJ Party Time, Mr. John New. My artist out there holding down real big. Big up to Keith Gates, a.k.a. Black Bill Gates, with the Cold Summer mixtape out there in the streets. Make sure y'all check it out. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Shouts out to my co-host and International Smoker Representative, too. And we is up out of here, people. Peace.